Hello, this is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. I want to report on a bill that is working its way in the New Hampshire legislature that would require, at the request of an attorney, the defense attorney, or the defendant, the court would have to instruct the jury on its right to nullify. And of course, I'm talking about criminal cases. Let me just give you the details on this bill. It is House Bill 133, and it would require courts to inform the jury of its right to judge the facts and the application of the law in relation to the facts in controversy. It's an unusually short and concise bill by modern standards. This is what it reads in part: at the request of the defendant or the defendant's attorney, the court shall instruct the jury as follows. If you have a reasonable doubt as to whether the state has proved any one or more of the elements of the crime charge, you must find the defendant not guilty. However, if you find that the state has proved all the elements of the offense charge beyond a reasonable doubt, you should find the defendant guilty. Even if you find that the state has proved all of the elements of the offense charge beyond a reasonable doubt, you may still find that, based upon the facts of this case, a guilty verdict will yield an unjust result, and you may find the defendant not guilty. So, that is House Bill 133, which is working its way through the New Hampshire courts. And jury nullification actually has a pretty long history in the United States. I have talked about jury nullification from time to time, particularly on New Abolitionist Radio, which airs on the Black Talk Radio Network Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. That is a show that focuses on 21st century slavery and human trafficking, because the 13th Amendment has an exception clause that allows them to put people into slavery as punishment for crime. So as a tool to what some people call mass incarceration, which is, again, is just a continuation of slavery through the 13th Amendment, a way that we can fight that is not just relying on politicians to, let's say, reform the criminal justice laws. That is a very long process. I'm not saying that that is not a viable avenue for people to take, but just know that it is no guarantee. It is a very long process of getting a bill introduced and then getting it signed into law. So if you are against quote unquote mass incarceration, if you do not think that our prisons should be overflowing with nonviolent offenders, mostly in there because of cannabis laws, then you should find them not guilty. You don't have to have a court instruct you on this right, because you have this right. So this is what we need to be spreading in the activist community and educating the public on. We don't have to wait on no politician like Barack Obama, who, when was asked to remove cannabis from the Schedule I list of drugs that the DEA maintains, and he said, well, if you want to repeal the federal prohibition laws on cannabis, then introduce a law. So how about we do this? How about, first of all, we stop trying to get out of jury duty, especially as it concerns to these criminal cases involving drug laws? Then we just simply give our normal answers to get on the jury. Once we get on the jury, if it is a nonviolent crime, whether it's a quote-unquote drug offense or even prostitution, as long as no children were involved, as long as it was a transaction between adults, even if the state proves that they are guilty of violating this law, well, the law is unjust. And you might say, well, why do you feel like the law is unjust? Because if a person has not committed a violation against another person in terms of violating their property by stealing it, or violating their person by, you know, assaulting them, if there is no victim, how can there be a crime? We have to get out of this mentality that we have to go along with everything just because it's been passed into law. Well, slavery was legal. Slavery is legal. Do you think it's right that we should be putting people into slavery because they consume some cannabis or any kind of drug? As long as no children were involved, why should taxpayers pay these private prison plantations or pay the state to incarcerate individuals for nonviolent, victimless crimes? It's a waste of our taxpayer money. Then you wonder why we don't have no money for schools. We don't have more money to put into public works projects. Well, it's because we're spending billions on putting people into slavery over victimless crimes. Now, you don't have to agree with a person using drugs. You don't have to agree with a person who engages in prostitution. But guess what? That's their body. That is their body. That is their sovereign right to put into their body or do with their body what they will, as long as they are not violating someone else. Now, if we're going to pretend like we're so concerned about these people doing these things, well, how about we invest money into providing clinics to help people who are addicted to substances, or help people who are on the street selling their bodies for probably because that's the only way that they can bring in some extra income to support themselves. How about we address the underlying causes of poverty? How about we address that, all right, instead of sending people to prison on a slave plantation simply because they engage in activities that we ourselves would not engage in? That is not justice. That is not justice of me forcing my will upon another individual. If that's what they want to do with their free will, then let them be free human beings to do what they will. And let us stop trying to dictate behavior to people. Again, as long as they are not harming another individual, as long as children aren't involved, then I say there is no crime, and therefore I will say not guilty. Now, here's a caveat to that. There was a case involving Congressman Shaka Fatah out of Pennsylvania. He was running allegedly a pay-to-play scheme just like the Clintons. I don't know when these black Democrats gonna learn y'all can't do everything that the Clintons do. So anyway, they put him on trial, and you had one juror who would not convict him. And the reason that he gave to the other members of the jury or the jury foreman was he don't trust the government. He don't believe nothing that they say, so therefore he's not going to find the man guilty. Now, I don't know if this was right or wrong. The case is under appeal, but the judge dismissed that juror and replaced him with somebody who would convict. Now, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. But let's protect against that. We don't have to say things like, well, we don't believe that people should be put into prison for exercising their free will, no matter how detrimental it is to themselves, as long as they're not harming anyone else. So we don't say that in the jury room. We just simply say not guilty. I don't think that the government proved its case, so I'm voting not guilty. We can sit here all day long, but I'm voting not guilty. So we have to be codified. We don't want that situation to arise where then we get removed from the jury because some jury foreman, wants to be a bootlicker and follow the letter of the law instead of, like my friend Dave on Tando Radio says, the spirit of the law. And again, these are laws that were made up specifically to swell the private prison plantation, and it's just time for us to stop. It's time for us to put a stop to it. So I'm calling on all progressives. I'm calling on libertarians. I'm calling on everyone in between to stop sending people to prison, stop voting guilty on these nonviolent, victimless so-called crimes, because they're not crimes if there's no victim. And one last thing, You know, here's another reason, one last reason that you shouldn't convict. Here is a story about these two cops who planted hundreds of cases where they planted drugs on people. And this is not a isolated incident. We have reported on a number of stories where cops get caught planting drugs on people. So let's put an end to it. We don't have to wait on the politicians. The people have the power themselves on these juries to not convict. Just vote not guilty on nonviolent victimless crimes. This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report.